Jerry Bader Show 1050. When the late, great Paul Harvey, still, by the way, the greatest storyteller ever to grace the airwaves, ever. The man was just a god when it came to telling stories. He had this voice that just told so much of the story with his voice. The late, great Paul Harvey, whenever he was going to talk about the media, his industry, Jason, do you remember how he used to open the segment? And now, Shop Talk. Yep, Shop Talk. Because he was either talking about radio, television, or the entertainment media in general. Gosh, I miss him. He was so good, and he was such an inspiration to so many of us in this industry. This is Shop Talk, but it isn't. It starts with Shop Talk because I got it from Radio Inc., which is one of the radio trade publications that I subscribe to online, but it's bigger than that. Does everybody know what pirate radio is? I'm guessing not. Pirate radio is a radio station that operates outside the law in that it is not licensed by the FCC. It either just got a frequency and started broadcasting. Usually they're low frequency. Usually they're a small little signal that someone is operating, but it is a big enough signal that it should be licensed by the FCC. That's the usual pirate radio, and they're usually quickly shut down. This is a legitimate FM frequency in Boston. 106.1 FM, Touch 106. It has been operating illegally in Boston for 8 years. 8 years. The FCC knew about it and put up with this crap for 8 years. Jason, understanding pirate radio, is like, what the hell? Because you know, these people are usually, the FCC comes in and whammo. 8 years. Well, there's a story behind this story. The FCC's known about it. They finally shut it down, and now all hell is breaking loose. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is reportedly unhappy that Touch 106 was shut down after 8 years of operation. Well, why did the FCC let this go on for 8 years? You decide if this is the answer. Governor Deval Patrick is reportedly unhappy, saying that Touch 106 was shut down after 8 years of operation, saying it has been an important voice for the black community, and that he has been interviewed on the station multiple times. Oh, it was operating like a regular commercial radio station. Because it serves the minority community, Governor Patrick feels an exception should have been made. All right. Let me tell you what. I'm guessing that there is a market for this radio station in Boston. If there is, get a damn license and operate within the law. For 8 years, yeah, they survive financially for 8 years without a license. Find an operator who can get himself or herself an FCC license and continue the product. If there's a market for the product, some broadcaster should be able to continue it. 8 years, the FCC. As Radio Inc. writes, there are so many issues raised by this story. First, how is it the FCC allowed a pirate radio station to be on the air for 8 years? It seems that one of the FCC's primary roles is to keep an eye on signals, frequencies, and the allocations thereof. Pirate radio stations interfere with that. Shame on the FCC for not doing its job. Perhaps the agency will say it's overloaded and underfunded, but 8 years? Really? Broadcasters have to go through rigorous processes to apply for and maintain our licenses, and the FCC is not protecting broadcaster rights. Of course, another issue concerns the use of a pirate signal to influence an election, and the governor appearing on an illegal frequency. Perhaps he didn't know. The central issue, however, is that historically, pirate stations have developed because the community has a need for the service. The success of this station seems to have been driven by the fact that it was live, local, and serving the needs of the local black community. The The writer of the piece, Eric Rhodes, points out, I'm not in Boston, nor do I know how much impact this Touch 106 station really had. And I'd be curious to know how it would do in the rating reports if compared to other local stations. That doesn't make it okay. A broadcast license is required, period. But it does raise the question of who is serving community needs. No, it doesn't really, because, again, if it does meet a community need, somebody else should be, why couldn't he get a license? Why couldn't he get an FCC license? And yeah, I'm going to say it out loud. If this didn't serve the black community, there is no way, no way in hell that they would have been able to stay on the air for 8 years. And yeah, I'll go ahead and do it. And now you know the rest of the story. You don't, because I have about a minute and a half. There's a survey that shows that most people are skeptical of the scientific foundation of the Big Bang Theory. That is the theory that the universe just, boom, came into existence out of nowhere. Now, those who put complete blind faith in science, consider those of us who believe that God created the universe to be crackpots. Why is one theory any more crackpotish than the other? In fact, what was the numbers here? I don't remember, but there's not a lot of belief support for it in the country today. I can't find the overall number, but it shows that majority of Americans are not very confident in the Big Bang Theory. In fact, the Big Bang Theory sounds a lot like the creation theory of the Bible. That one day there was nothing, and one day God said there's going to be something. To me, the Big Bang Theory is the one area where, quote-unquote, science most rips off religion. That all we know, that all the order that we know out of this planet came from complete chaos and disorder and by random chance developed into all we know today also seems pretty crackpotish, or no more crack or less crackpotish than believing God designed it all. That's the thing about the theory of evolution. They never figured out, well, where did it all start? And I think the flimsy scientific explanation, well, they found the evidence of the Big Bang Theory. How is that not evidence of the creation by God? The answer is it isn't. I think when you get down to the essential question, how did we get here? Science can't answer it, and people are skeptical of the lame answers science came up with. All right, I've got a ton of stuff for the after show video. A whole lot of stuff. I don't have time to tease it, but I have a lot of stuff. So be looking for it later today. 10:58. There's no rush. I think he still is a fill-in host. Oh, it's Eric Erickson from Red State. That's who's up in 8 minutes.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.